Curriculum Associates presents the Extraordinary Educators Podcast with hosts Danielle Sullivan and Sari Liberis. Hear tips, best practices, and successes to improve your teaching and leadership and drive student growth and learning. We're here for you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Extraordinary Educator Podcast. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Sari. This week, we are joined by Extraordinary Educator, fourth grade math and science teacher, Andrea Beatty.
And I love the way that we talked about productive struggle with Andrea. She just makes it sound so easy to implement. And especially the way she ends the podcast. Make sure you listen the whole 10 minutes, to hear. It's something that I actually talk to a lot of educators about now, about what skills should we be teaching students in the world of AI.
Yes. Enjoy our conversation with Andrea. Welcome, Andrea. We are so excited to have you back on the podcast.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
So, Andrea, what's been going on in your world? Tell us a little bit about how are things going and what's top of mind lately?
Sure. So I actually just returned to school after a maternity leave. So I was out the entire first part of the school year and I returned on February 1st. So I jumped right back into my fourth grade classroom. It was unique, though, because I had a room full of kiddos who were brand new to me, but they all knew each other. And it took a lot of me getting to know them and establishing routines more than halfway through the school year. So it was very, very unique, but we're getting into the rhythm of things and getting to know each other. And I feel like I've been here the whole time. So new That's beginnings awesome. That are not quite so new. Yeah.
And congratulations on your growing family. We're so excited for you.
Thank you.
Of course. So you recently wrote a blog, and we will link it in the show notes for our listeners, an incredible, really insightful blog about productive struggle. So just to dive right in your own words, what is productive struggle?
We all struggle in life. And I think that it's unfortunately something that just happens and we have to learn over time how to deal with it. So productive struggle is something that I have my students deal with in the classroom in different ways. But it's most of the time when we've never done something before and asking them to do a task that I know will stump them, but watching them navigate through that process and get some positives out of that experience. So learning that things aren't always going to be right at our fingertips and working our way through it, to learn through that process.
So can that, it's me editing this, okay. That sounds amazing. What are some concrete examples of how you are supporting your students with productive struggle?
So I like to do something with productive struggle, usually at the beginning of any new concept. So I am a math and science teacher. So recently we started talking about heat energy in our science classrooms, and we talked about different forms of heat. But before we had that discussion, I had my students think about what came to mind in that area. But I told them, you can't think about the sunshine or fire, like usually the most common things. And they had to think about what could produce heat other than those two items, do it individually by themselves, and then talk with a partner. And at first they were really stumped, but then they could like talk together, come up with ideas, and then they were really excited to share that idea as a whole group. We then dove into the actual discussion and we talked about convection and conduction and just different forms of energy, heat transfer. And now they're experts that they could just ramble on forever. But in the beginning, you know, they look at you kind of like with a blank stare, like a little bit of panic, like, oh gosh, I don't know what we're talking about. Or Mrs. Beatty's really stumped me, but they find different ways to navigate that struggle and then come up with solutions.
Let's talk about that for a second. And thank you for sharing those examples. I feel like especially now as a parent, but also as a former teacher, when you see that look, the I'm confused, right? Our instinct, especially as teachers and caregivers, is to jump in, swoop in and help, right? Like we don't want this to be hard, right? But that's actually not what's best for our students. And so I'm curious, like in your own experience and your own journey with this, what is your kind of like internal monologue, and how do you reconcile with that in encouraging them to quote struggle? And then also, how have you taught them to kind of help themselves?
Yeah, it's definitely a fine line, because you don't want a student to be given a task and just instantly like melt down or get frustrated to the point where they shut down completely. So at the very beginning of doing this, I kind of model it or set it up so that that failure won't happen. So one of the first things that I did with my students that I talked about in the blog was that they created a circuit, and I only gave them three items. So I kept it very basic. So they had a wire, a light bulb, and a battery. And we talked about, you know, these three things can light a light. And, but I'm not going to tell you how to do that. And I said, I forefronted it by saying, you're going to try it, and you're most likely not going to get that light bulb to light up. So when this happens, I don't want you to give up. I want you to know that it's possible and keep trying. And even if you keep trying and it doesn't work, it's okay. We're going to talk about it. We'll find that solution together. But I want you to explore it on your own to see if you can figure it out. And so by setting up those explanations ahead of time, it helps kiddos know that it's okay if I fail. Mrs. Bainey's kind of expecting that to happen, and we're going to move forward from here. So letting them know that really helps my students go through that process as we navigate it together.
Yeah, I think we should just repeat that for adults. Yeah. I think those are just good learning steps. So we're about to run out of time, but before we do, what made you think about this? Like, how did you get started with productive struggle? So if other educators are listening and they're like, oh, I really want to make sure I'm encouraging that, because you make it sound so easy and so natural. So what are maybe some resources that you've read or watched, or just what got you thinking about all of this?
A few years ago, I was at a professional development. I can't even tell you what it was for, but they were talking about technology and just how everything is at our fingertips. And our job is to prepare our students for the future. Well, if everyone can ask Siri or ask Google or ask whoever, whatever AI technology for the answer, what's going to set our students apart? And I think that really resonated with me. I was like, what can I do to prepare my kiddos for the future to really like think outside the box and to make them just good people, good human beings? And I thought about interactions, peer-to-peer interactions, how to get along with people, how to react if something goes wrong or in an unexpected manner that we weren't prepared for. And right now, that's something technology can't do for us. So those ideas of what we can develop those young human beings into really can all be taught, be learned, be experienced through productive struggle. So if they're given those scenarios, it's going to help shape them into a model citizen that can get along with people, talk through problems, navigate internal things that are happening, and just work their way through them. That was such really what I'm trying to do.
That is amazing. And that was such a mic drop, insightful moment. We're just going to end it here, Andrea. Thank you. Thank you so much for all you do for your students and for providing some insight and tips and strategies into how other educators can implement this in their classroom. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode with Andrea. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. A quick note before we close out, this is Danielle Sullivan's last episode with us. It is so bittersweet, Danielle. You have provided such incredible and valuable insights, expertise, tips, strategies, and joy to our listeners. Thank you so much for being on this journey with us.
Thank you. And I have loved every minute of it. Yes, it is bittersweet, but I know this podcast will continue on and will continue to share educator stories. So thank you, listeners, for being with us for 5 seasons. We appreciate you. And until we meet again, be you, be true, be extraordinary.
Thank you so much, Daniela. We wish you the very best in your next chapter.
Get inspired by following us on social media and please tag us in your posts on Twitter at @CurriculumSoc and on Instagram at @MyEyeReady. If you have feedback about the podcast, a topic of interest, or want to be a guest, email extraordinaryeducators@cainc.com. Subscribe where you listen to podcasts. And if you'd like to help more educators like you join the conversation, please leave a review.
And remember, be you, be true, be extraordinary. The Extraordinary Educators Podcast is produced by Curriculum Media by Atsidi Hannon, guest booking by Sari Liberis, production by Haley Browning. This podcast is copyright material and intellectual property of Curriculum Associates.